I found Zachary Angeles because he's helping a benefit for Hawaii Appleseed Center for Law and Economic Justice. The four paintings he's donating to their fundraiser are based on inspiring messages that Zach is focused on during this pandemic. But painting isn't all he does. Here, Zach explains.
I'm a multimedia artist. I do everything from drawing, painting, woodworking, metalworking, digital design, screen printing, you name it. I do a lot of teaching on the side. I do a lot of festivals when I can. I'm also a broadcaster and educator. So yeah, that's kind of me in a really quick nutshell, but yeah.
I mean, what do you do at festivals, number one, and what do you broadcast? Where?
So at festivals, I sell and do live art. Painting in the street, you know, pop up an easel. I do sell stickers, mini sculptures, the whole shebang. For broadcasting, I'm a verified streamer on Twitch. It is an online platform primarily run for video games, but I do art live.
Really? How big of an audience can you find there?
So right now my following on there is relatively small, almost 4,000 followers on there. Average anywhere between 20 to 50 people watching at a time. From Japan, Korea, all parts of the U.S., New Zealand, other parts of Europe.
You have to be kind of an entertainer as you draw, right?
Of course. I enjoy the entertainment part of doing art. It feels good because I'm doing art not by myself. You know, it's like basically if I was doing art with like a bunch of people in a coffee shop and are all kind of talking story, and that's kind of how it is, you know?
You mean they can live chat you and you'll just draw along?
Yeah.
That kind of thing?
I basically manage a online community where I basically host events and things online. I'm a very big community person. Every other month, I do like a music concert. So I'll reach out to like 16 different like musicians across the world and we'll host like a 4-hour concert for a charity. Last month, we did one for Mental Health America of Hawaii. So we raised closer to $2,000. $4,000? I can't even remember.
Now, what does this do for you, Zach, working with these nonprofits here?
I really thought about it, right? And I think as like an artist, the question was like, how much of an impact does your art really do? You know, and that's kind of a question that you want to ask yourself in a stance of, do I want to be known? How known do I want my art to be and all that type of stuff? And although my audience is international, I really want to impact the place that I live the most.
Where do you live?
I have a beach, so I'm on the west side. Yeah.
Where'd you go to school?
I got my bachelor's at the University of Hawaii Manoa. My high school was James Campbell High School. Yeah.
Are a lot of the people you grew up with still, you know, in the neighborhood?
Yeah. A lot of my boys are kind of around here and there. But I would say a lot of the people that I graduated high school with were very globalized. All of my other classmates that left for college, you know, they're all doing big things elsewhere. Yeah.
What class was that?
Class of 2013.
You're a pioneer in a new kind of way of making a living here,
yeah,
Zach?
For sure. I try to be, you know, I think there's always a stigma of like, oh, what are you going to do as a full-time artist? You know, like, what does that really mean? And how would you even do that? Because no one knows. No one's going to tell you like, you got to do X, Y, Z, elemental P, and then you'll get big time famous and make all this money. And it's just like, that's not true.
Wait,
at all.
How are you going to get people to buy your art?
Yeah, right? That's hard to do. You know, it's not an easy thing to manage. Like, you, sure, you can say it out of your mouth, but like, what does that really mean? And what are you going to do with that? You know? And so, like, pre-COVID, for sure, I was out every weekend. I was at every museum show, every First Friday, every like back alley museum show, you name it. I was trying to be there and be present, you know, and just be around people that were in the scene. So the live streaming thing, I've done for 4 years now. So I've already built up an audience. They've seen me grow into the artist that I am now. Yeah, the whole streaming thing, I started because I was bad at drawing. In all honesty, I was in school at the time, in university. I was part of internet communities and it was more of like, man, Zach, you're doing so bad in school. Maybe if you got on a camera and did it in front of a live audience, you wouldn't suck so much. You know?
What?
Because for me, I do really well under pressure.
Okay.
So that it provided the pressure that I needed to train and do all of that.
And is it a living?
It is. I actually do make an income from that. So I've managed to create an audience that supports me in what I do financially.
Can you think of anything else you wanted to say?
Well, I was just going to say, it's really cool because I'm actually teaching middle school classes right now, and I'm actually teaching them about the techniques that I'm using for these art pieces. like after this conversation, I actually have another class to lecture at 12. I had one class this morning at 7:50.
And well, what do you teach them to do specifically?
Well, so I kind of freelance teach. So basically, if people want me to come out to lecture for them, I'm more than happy to do that. The curriculums that I run talk about marks, making marks, and emotional comprehension. So talking about how feelings, thoughts, and memories can be introduced into just making simple strokes, simple marks, and how to utilize that superpower of feeling that we all have and making your artwork so much stronger in a sense where it's emotionally charged. It contains things, stories, mysteries, and feelings that the world may never understand but you. And so that's the empowerment that they're gonna have. That's why I teach all ages from kindergarten to university, so that we can all kind of talk about that together.
You're doing that with middle schoolers online now?
Yeah.
How is that?
I like it. I really enjoy it. I really enjoy it. One of the teachers asked me to talk about it, and this is my first time online teaching this week. And so it's not unfamiliar since I already stream online, so it's not unfamiliar to me. The kids are responding very well, as they usually do, because the things that I make them do are make them question their life, but also unlock their creativity in a sense that they never thought of before. Because I like to talk about things that usually school doesn't really talk about, which is the emotions, the feelings.
And they've got to get out a paper and pencil and do things too.
Yeah, I love teaching. Teaching's always fun and exciting.
Zachary Angeles. Zach, he's called multimedia artist. He's just one of the artists supporting Hawaii Appleseed at Artists Numeral 4 Appleseed. And the fundraiser runs October 12th to 18. We'll post the link. And if you head to Zach Angeles' page online, you've got a link to his Twitch account there.